We thank you for your precious time and just sticking with us today. And I was just thinking about how I'm so glad that we're on God's boat. Amen. So when the storm is raging, he says, peace, be still. Miss Lisa Penny is a certified encounter coach and the founder of Pittsburgh Transformation Center. She is an expert in working with hurting people to help them experience healing and change through deep personal encounters with God. She is the author of the book Deeper, Living the Christian Life in the Deep Down. She is also the developer of Cut Cards, a groundbreaking faith-filled therapeutic deck cards based on scriptural principles and cognitive behavior therapy. Lisa also conducts deeper still contemplative retreats and workshops. Her mission and call are to see the message of emotional healing through Christ become as much a part of the regular Christian experiences as reading, worship, and prayer are. And here are some links to her website. This is just a portion of her bio. That she has a lot of things going on. God has used her deeply in her ministry and continues to do so. So without further ado, let us welcome Lisa Penny with a hearty amen.
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 Lay down.
You're muted, Lisa. You have to unmute yourself. There you go.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is a treat to be with Tracy again.
Oh,
she's my girl. Okay, I'm going to share my screen with you. How about if you tell me how much time I have, and that'll tell me where I'm going to go today.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. It's 2:43. How many of you all have to get off of here by 3?
Looks like we have as much time as we need, as long as
okay. So do we have as much time as we need? We don't want you guys leaving. We want you to get your healing. We don't want that to be interfered with. Okay, so everybody's good. I thought they would be watching the Steeler game, but everybody's good. So right. Lisa, you probably have as much time, at least an hour.
Okay. Okay, that's good. So I do have Pittsburgh Transformation Center. I also am someone who runs grief share groups. And for those of us that have had traumatic losses, grief share is a wonderful group to be a part of as well. And it's also a free service. So if you are going through the holidays and you're missing your loved ones, talk to me afterwards. We'll get you all signed up with grief share. I would like to, there we go. Thank Tracy, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. Tracy and I met working at the Child Advocacy Center. She was much better at it than I was. When I met Tracy, I was actually going through the hardest part of my healing, which is the unraveling. It was about me coming face to face with all the things that I thought were normal and found out weren't. So child advocacy became really a place where I worked out my salvation and my healing with fear and trembling. And that time that I was there, along with probably the next 3 or 4 years after that, is what allowed me to heal on a really deep level. What I found out was that everything I used to do in the way of my spiritual practices, reading, Bible studies, life groups, prayer and worship, they weren't working for me as much as I needed them to. Because I was in a free state. I had gone through 5 major life changes within a year and a half. And then on top of that, everything else that I didn't deal with when childhood came flooding back with it. So I spent about 7 years walking out this healing. And I got to tell you, it nearly took me out. So I want to be honest about it. It's not easy to face your stuff. It is easier to stand on a scripture and tell yourself you're going to be okay. But to face it and let God into those dark places is much harder, but much more rewarding. I actually felt my way through this process, and 7 years of it, it was truly clinging to God. And if I felt like I was in the darkest place ever, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. But when God brought me out, I was like that woman, that passage of scripture from Song of Solomon, who is that coming up out of the desert, leaning on her beloved? Everything was different. And I quit working and started my own coaching practice. And as soon as I started it, God gave me this idea for something called cut cards. And it is a combination of self-awareness, like real deep reflection, cognitive behavior principles, which is where all of our thoughts and beliefs collide. And those thoughts and beliefs, when you couple them with any trauma that you've experienced, cause you to act out or shut down and maybe overeat, maybe go into hiding. So I figured all this out by living it out on myself, to be perfectly honest with you. So at first, I was a true, in my early phase practices, I was a true worshiper. That carried me through so much. I read my Bible, I prayed, I was a leader in my church. But when God decided it was time for healing, he actually made me go backwards. And what I experienced, that unraveling part, really was quite difficult. I wasn't able to focus to read. I wasn't able to retain what I was reading. Oftentimes, I found myself standing in worship, unable to participate because I was so numb. And for those of you that have ever felt numb or have been through trauma in any way, numbness happens when you have felt too much pain for far too long. And I had felt so much pain for far too long. Then I want to also tell you that, and I say these things so that you know that if you're experiencing them, it's kind of common. We don't have to fake it. So I would trail off in prayer. I would start and then I would trail off. And I was trailing off because I was ruminating. I was caught in a loop of what if this, and I have to take care of that. Because if I took care of everything, then maybe I wouldn't create problems. Maybe I wouldn't get in trouble at work. Maybe this, maybe that. What we typically call fear is often born out of something from the past, and we're being triggered. So we think of being triggered as like, oh, we're going to run back out and run into the streets and use again. But really, you can be emotionally triggered. And those emotions are the basis for cut cards. And what I like to say is that it's emotion-driven and spiritually supported. And then you also have these deep encounters with God. So I don't want to take up too much time giving you my story. I do want to move on with telling you how I did it. I had to become aware of when I was being triggered. I had to become aware of my thoughts. Every one of my thoughts caused me to act in a way that was contrary to what I really believed about God. So I could say, I'm not afraid, but inside I was. And what I learned was that what you are feeling and truly believing deep down is what you're believing. So I could say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and feel like the biggest failure on the face of the earth. You see that disconnect? I had to become aware of when I was ruminating again, because ruminating was a killer for me. It was the thing that made me not be present with my loved ones, with anything going on around me. And quite honestly, if I had to be in a meeting, I was ruminating about and thinking and worrying about what someone else was going to say or do to criticize me. Kind of nonsense, but I grew up in a verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive home. And so when God wanted me to face my past, those were all my old coping strategies, and they came back up as I was reviewing all this with Christ. So I also developed some holistic practices. I started using some deep breathing. I started trying to reframe, but I tried to reframe by using things God was saying to me in the form of a rhema word. And then I learned to sit with the discomfort instead of running to something else other than God and finding comfort elsewhere. So maybe I found comfort by going to bed and sleeping the afternoon away. Maybe I found comfort by eating, and maybe I found comfort self-medicating. I'm not going to lie. I had a few too many glasses of wine in my day when I was going through the worst of this. Now, I don't really even care to have a drink. I don't need it. I'm back to square one. I'm calm. I'm centered. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and His peace that overflows rules my life. Then I also had to drill down. Drilling down is starting with what you're thinking, why you're thinking it, and how it's making you feel. And then drilling down even further is, wait, what is it that I need right now? And all of that has to do with emotional needs. None of it has to do with, I need a new car, or I need to go out and get a new dress so I feel better. And believe me, I did some shopping in my day every time I was upset. But because I am a coach, and because part of my coaching program involved learning how to ask God questions in ways that spoke to my emotional heart, I learned how to ask questions that actually healed the brokenness in my heart. And that's probably the impetus for everything I do. I want to see everybody else live this kind of life because it's just so good. And it takes what you know about God and makes it super intimate. So when we want forgiveness and we want to experience it, because right, we don't want to just choose it. We want to know that we're forgiven and feel that forgiveness. It becomes real like that in every time you have these conversations. So I'm going to show you quickly about the path that leads to the heart. My experiences are mine to own. Your experiences are yours to own. None of our stuff is exactly the same. So your path might be a little bit different, but at some point, we all on a collective path can walk in healing. So you just want to pay attention to when you're jammed up. What's your emotional state? Are you in fight, flight, or freeze? I will tell you, I froze quite a bit as an adult, and I wanted to flee as a child. But when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I'd have fought you in a hot second because it had to come out somewhere. And I felt strong enough in front of my peers to fight. So then I had to start paying attention to where I was holding stress in my body. For me, it was my guts. Maybe for you, it's your jaws or your shoulders. But I let them become a cue to tell me when I needed to pay attention to something. I let it become a cue to say, oh, I need to do some business with God. And then I started to pay attention to what my emotions were saying. My emotions were telling me I felt like a failure. I was experiencing shame. I could give you a lot of them, And when we get to the cards, because I do have a deck that I'm going to put up on the screen for you, you'll see it. And then you had to look at, I had to look at my anger. What was it masking? Underneath anger is always insecurity, rejection. And I know we don't want to say we're rejected, but the truth is if you don't admit it, God can't deal with it. You have to create that pathway for him to reach the part of your heart that is not in alignment with his word. So your mind can know the truth, but your heart needs to know the truth. After you've experienced any kind of trauma, your heart changes. The condition of your heart changes. What you believe, the story you have to make up so that you can survive, is often in contrast and contradictory to what God has for us. And so you can very often find yourself fighting with what you're feeling and what God says about you. And then it's shameful to mention it because, you know, it doesn't line up with our Christian paradigm, but I say we get to be emotionally honest before God and a few select non-judgmental people who will hold space for us. Then we identify our true emotional needs. Then we tune into the Holy Spirit and find out what he wants to say to us. And I never worry about it because I can always test it against scripture and the nature and character of God. And then I can rest for a little while and linger in his presence to get my head back on straight. When this is all over, I hope you guys will fall in love with this. So I am going to do a new share with you guys and show you the cards. Okay, who wants to be a guinea pig? Who wants to experience some healing today? I will take you through the cards and show you how God will meet you at the deepest level of your heart. If you want to be coached, you have to unmute and tell me.